really seems to have perked up this year between the Canes and the Jets. Some good games.
Well, there's been some good games of late. We were going pretty good there, and we've hit a bump the last little while. In our last home game against them, we're up 3-2, and, you know, that was a start. That was start of a tumble for us, really, when you look at that, the way that game played itself out in the third period. So, but they've played a lot better. You know, they of late they've been driven by both Staal and Ward, and it's very clear where their game has gone. You know, and so their coaching staff's done a good job getting everybody together and getting them on the same page.
What are you looking for in these last several games in terms of now and maybe looking ahead?
Well, there's a lot of things we're looking for. One of them is we're looking to win games, and we're looking to get back to getting some joy in our life. You know, I think we've had the last couple of home games have been a sense of, you know, whatever you want to call it, a sense of lack of accomplishment, failure in trying to get games on the winning side of things and getting in the playoff hopes going, that type of thing. So for us, we've got to overcome that, and that's one of the things we talked about yesterday with the team, is that it's time to get back to work here and get back to, you know, we're all disappointed. We're all mirrored in this whirlpool of disappointment. It's just time to get back to get going again, you know. So, I mean, we're all pretty much the same in there, and we just have to be better. You know, there's a lot of things that we can work on to improve upon, and we've got to be better in a lot of ways. We're 3-10 our last 10 games. We were hoping to take a run at it, and we took a more of a drop at it. You know, because we're the worst team in the league our last 10 games. Not real good. Eric Fair's not on the trip, so, you know, I'm not sure.
You said he had tests the other day.
Would you want the results of the test or what? No. Yeah. Well, I don't even know. He's not on the trip, so I don't, I'm not quite sure where he's at. You know, will he play the rest of this year? I don't know. That's, you know, he's not on the trip, and I haven't really discussed that with the trainers to see where he's going to be at.
Dustin Byfuglien has been playing under trying circumstances for quite a bit. Is there any temptation to shut him down, or is he not even interested in that?
You know what, I haven't discussed it with Buff, but it has been a conversation that I've had with the trainers, and, you know, and I'm not talking about shutting him down for the remainder, just getting to where he can play. Like, is there a time here where we have to play him and then just say, okay, listen, we need to give him a couple of days here. So that has been a discussion that we've talked about, and we'll go from there and see. Like, he'll be in the lineup tonight, and we'll go from there. But that's something that we've considered, because I don't think this is good for anybody.
What's it say about him that he's put this kind of effort forth under, you know, he won't tell us what his injury is, but obviously pretty serious.
Yeah, no, he has a bone bruise that keeps reoccurring, you know, and in an area where it's sensitive. So if you play back-to-back games, it swells up and gets worse, and he can't go. He can't, you know, he can't practice. And so it says a lot about Buff that he still wants to play and still wants to contribute, you know, because at this time of year, a lot of guys would be saying, I can't go, and I need to practice, or I need to do more, and, you know, so, but he's... He certainly hasn't been anybody that's been talking about shutting him down. It hasn't come from him. It's come from more from me and possibly the trainer. So I think it speaks volumes for him, you know. And he's a big part of our team. He's a big part of our team in the fact that he, as he goes, as Andrew Ladd goes, as some other guys go, a lot of our team follows. So, you know, as we're trying to get on the right side of this thing, he's the guy that has to get his A game out there for us to go better.